If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-azam ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to talk about the rules related to prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Sheikh Javid, we are talking about the rules about prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Is it permissible to pray with a dress made of leather, but you don't know whether the leather is artificial, synthetic, or natural?
Of course, according to all religious authorities, it is permissible to pray with it,
mm-hmm.
because that leather, which is apparently leather, a leather product, it may be synthetic, it may be unreal, and it may be real, okay?
Yes.
In that case, it is permissible to pray with it. You can wear the coat that is made of such leather, the leather which you are not sure whether it's real leather or artificial leather.
Mm-hmm.
So your prayer is, the prayer will be valid.
Mm-hmm. If a person, Sheikh Javid, is wearing a gold ring or watch,
yeah,
and he hides it from other people, is it, or it's obviously haram for him to wear it, but does it affect his prayers?
Wearing gold ornaments or anything that contains gold, like a wristwatch, for example, is forbidden.
Yes.
Whether you hide it from other people, whether you mean to wear it with the intention of beautification or as an ornament, or if you do not have this purpose, if you put that watch in your pocket, again, it's not permissible to wear that, to keep it in your pocket and offer your prayers with it. So you have to remove it, and it is forbidden to wear anything made of gold, regardless of whether you pray or you do not pray, because wearing gold ornaments is forbidden under all circumstances. It is haram for a man to wear gold ornaments, no matter what the situation, whether he's praying or not praying. It's haram for him to wear anything made of gold.
Obviously, you mean the gold as we know of it,
yeah,
right?
Gold, of course.
Not the white gold, the platinum.
No, of course, platinum is not haram. It is not gold in common view.
Mm-hmm.
It's not considered to be gold.
But what if, Sheikh Javid, somebody wears them, all right, and what is the Islamic law about it, that the man doesn't know or forgets that he's wearing a ring, for example, made of gold,
yeah,
while praying? So does that affect his prayer? Is his prayer valid?
According to ruling 93 of the book authored by the Supreme Leader, he states that it is in that case his prayer is valid,
mm-hmm.
okay, because he forgot that his, for example, ring was made of gold, and then he went on praying with it, and after completing the prayer, he learned that he should have taken off the ring, or he should or there was gold ring in his pocket. So in that case, Supreme Leader says that his prayer is valid.
I see. Another question, Sheikh Javid, would be that we know that you said in one of the earlier episodes, as one of the conditions, that the fabric or the material of the clothes or the dress should not be made of silk for men.
Yeah.
It's forbidden, actually.
Silk,
all right?
Is forbidden, yes.
For their prayers. Well, if a man wears a dress made of pure silk, okay, the prayer is void, as you said.
Yeah.
But if you wear socks made of silk, does it affect your prayer?
You know, tiny things, like if you have a handkerchief,
yes,
in your pocket, of course, it will not affect your prayer. And let's not forget that when we talk of silk, we mean pure silk, okay? For example, if you're wearing a shirt which is not made of pure silk, you know, there is the shirt is made 90% of the shirt is made of silk, and 10% is not silk. It may be of some other things,
yes,
you know,
cotton, wool,
cotton,
whatever.
Yeah, that's not considered to be pure silk.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, it's permissible to wear that dress and pray. But things like, for example, a handkerchief,
mm-hmm.
is, exempted. But Ayatollah Khamenei expressly states that, socks and things like that, must not be worn during prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Socks, even though socks are not big things, you know, but since you wear them, it's made of pure. If they are made of pure silk, you cannot pray with them, and your prayer will be affected. But if you have a small piece of kerchief in your pocket, it does not affect, even if it's made of pure silk.
Uh-huh, I see. But obviously you're talking about natural silk when you say pure
silk.
You're
right, pure silk.
But not artificial silk, because we also have artificial silk, you know?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yes, maybe. Yeah, we obviously mean natural silk. Pure silk means natural silk.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Law on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our dear guest speaker here in the studio, talking about the rules about prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. What about the lining of a dress? If it is made of pure silk, will it make the prayer void, Sheikh Javid?
Well, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei clearly states that it doesn't make any difference whether the dress worn by a man or a woman is you know, has a lining or not. If it does have lining, then it shouldn't be made of silk.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make any difference whether the silk is whether your coat is made of silk or the lining is made of silk or any other clothing is made of silk. Silk is absolutely forbidden for men, and you cannot wear any clothing or anything made of pure silk, no matter what circumstances you are in, and no matter what that thing is, except for small things like a handkerchief, which is of course exempted, you know, which we can keep in our pockets.
Mm-hmm.
But the other things should not be made of pure silk.
I see. Can women, Sheikh Javid, wear clothes made of gold or pure silk?
Yes, of course, women can wear, you know, clothes made of gold and silk. Obviously, gold and silk are permissible for women. But, you know, there's one thing we need to note, and we need to understand that women cannot wear gold ornaments in places where they are seen by non-mahram men, because they are ornaments and they are worn by women for beautification, for adornment, for, you know, and they wear gold ornaments to make themselves look beautiful in the eye of the people around them. So it's not permissible for women to wear gold ornaments, gold items, for beautification in places where they are likely to be seen by men, you know, in places where they are very much likely to be seen by men. If they are sure there are men around them, they cannot wear those gold ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely forbidden for women to wear gold ornaments in places where they are seen by men.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it's permissible for women to wear clothes and dresses made of pure silk.
Yes, Sheikh Javid. We don't have much time, but I have a little question or a small question here. In the case of, you know, now we all know that COVID-19 is a household term or image that lots of people see that often, you know, and we know that there is the health department and the nurses and doctors who are really working hard, in fact, to guard people against this virus. And sometimes it happens that these nurses are Muslims in non-Muslim countries, and they have to perform the prayer while wearing their uniform. And their uniform is usually white, as we all know it.
Yes.
And they are all the time working with the patients, and some of them, in fact, some of their clothes become stained with blood.
Blood.
So what can they do? They can't afford, in fact, to change their clothes and go to somewhere safer and offer the prayer. So what can they do in that case?
Well, you know, the ruling is clear. It's not permissible to wear the dress.
Mm-hmm.
The dress stained with blood,
yes,
is not permissible to wear. And of course, as a nurse, they have the time and maybe the water available, and they can wash the clothes stained with blood. They can purify themselves, and then offer their prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that the prayer they offer is valid.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. If you wear your clothes stained with blood, you know, you cannot wear it during prayers. And if the space covered by blood is bigger than the size of,
yes,
a thumb, then obviously the prayer is not going to be valid, and the cloth must be washed.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. That was the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun La ilaha illa hum Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Latifun Tawwabun Sami'un Basirun La ilaha illa